From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for November 14, 2012. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension State Cotton Specialist, College Station, to sum up this year's Texas cotton crop and harvest.
Overall cotton production, speaking mainly of the rolling plains and south and eastward, the Rio Grande Valley, from everything I've heard from various producers, you know, looking at pretty much an average crop down there, which considering the year and considering the way they started, they were very pleased with that. The Coastal Bend area was basically a complete disaster right around that Corpus area. But then you move up just to, 60 miles to the upper Gulf Coast, and they had one of the better crops they've had in many years as far as yield goes. Now you move out west in the rolling plains, heard reports of 60 to 75% of the crop out there was basically mowed down. Nearly all the dry land was mowed down, which left there irrigated. And from the fields that I saw and talking with producers out there, some places they had good, decent yields, but it just depended on the amount of irrigation water they had. I saw some irrigated fields that looked horrible just because the folks ran out of water.
Is it possible to sum up in a sentence or two the overall situation?
There is no way to summarize Texas this year. I mean, it's literally like the Rio Grande Valley had pretty good year. The Upper Gulf Coast had pretty good year. Right in between was Corpus. And, from what I've seen in the Rolling Plains, it's the exact same thing.
And the South Plains is?
Yeah, the South Plains, more or less the same things. Kelly could address that much better than I have. I haven't kept up with it quite as much. But from my conversations with Mark, yeah, it's the same thing. It just depends on whether you were under one of those scattered showers, timely scattered showers, and how much irrigation water you had.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.